getting under the wickets of Kresge. Teal will take second with ease on the pass ball. Teal driving in his first run of the contest, making it a six-run deficit. Nothing the Rafters haven't come back from before this season. Remember, when Madison came here for that series on the 21st and 22nd of June, it was 7-2 Mallards entering the bottom of the ninth and winning the games in that series, and the Rafters walked it off. 1-0 breaking ball, slow tapper, foul down the third baseline, right out in front of Chris Wilsey, the former hitting coach for the Wausau Woodchucks and this season's hitting coach for the Rafters and working as the first base coach. Chris is in sleeves, and I have no idea how he's doing it here today. All the props in the world. He's the guy to wear a hoodie when it's 85 degrees. It's not a hoodie for him today, just a pullover long sleeve. You see Tom Zaglowski, one of the other assistants on Kirk Schreider's staff, down the first base line in a batting jacket. The 1-1. Breaking ball leaking outside. It's 2-1 now. It's Landon Gaz on deck, then Trotter Boston to follow. Nobody holding Teal at second base. A 2-1 pitch here to the left fielder, Buchanan. This is down the dirt. Kresge keeping it in front of him for ball three. Two multi-hit games for the Rafters today. Chris Arroyo and Aiden Teal, a couple of Virginia Cavaliers. Arroyo, five extra base hits in his last three games. Morrissey set. Hands held high, the 3-1. Breaking ball fouled away by Buchanan, clearing the first base grandstands. It's now 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Aiden Teal on second. One run already pushed across here in this home half of inning number six for the Rafters. The 3-2. This one hit on a line over to third, backhanded by Fisher. He'll gather and throw to first, this one unable to be dug out by Brigham. Buchanan takes a spill rounding the first base bag, so he'll retreat there. Aiden Teal in to score. It's a two-run bottom of the sixth inning and just a five-run Raptor deficit. See how it's scored, but either way, the Raptors will take another run here in this inning. We'll go down as an infield single for Walker Buchanan. Landon Gaz, 0 for 2 as the team's DH out of the 8th spot here this afternoon. Each squad now with 9 hits. Going out as an infield single and an error, which allowed Teal to score. First pitch breaking ball from Morrissey to Gaz, misses upstairs. 8-9 spots looking to keep the inning alive. Morrissey set, third base side of the rubber, the 1-0 home. This one drifted in the air, right field line in foul territory. Galvin giving chase out in front of the Woodchuck bullpen. It'll touchdown foul. For Gaz, a ground out to short back in the second. He struck out swinging in the fourth. We're back here tomorrow night, 6:35, regularly scheduled programming here. Not just on WFHR, but a custom home time here at Witter Field. Lakeshore Chinooks, Friday, Saturday. Some good memories against the Chinooks this season here at home. The 1-1 breaking ball out in front of that one is Gaz. It's now 1-2. That was the June 15th and 16th series, Saturday, Sunday. A tough 9-0 loss on that Saturday against Lakeshore, but that comeback victory, 15-8 on Ag Day. And Father's Day on that Sunday, the 16th, when the Rafters plated 14, sending 19 to the plate in that bottom of the sixth. 1-2 to Gaz, breaking ball in the dirt, not biting at this one as Landon. Count evens 2-2. Two so far for the Rafters in this home half of the sixth inning. They're just chipping away. Just trailing by five now. They led 4-1 after two innings. But that big nine spot in the top of the fifth, a glaring down spot in this game here today. 2-2 pitch rolled over on the ground to third. Fisher fields, gathers, crow hops, and it's in time. 5-3 put out to Gaz to retire the side. The Rafters leave one on, but they score twice. A double from Chris Arroyo to lead off the inning. And then Aiden Teal as well, bringing in a run on a fielder's choice. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. And being through six innings here at Witter Field, it's the Woodchucks 11 and the Rafters 4 right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Tyler McIntosh enters the ballgame for the top of the seventh for your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. 8-9-1, do it for the Wausau Woodchucks. First pitch to Christian Smith-Johnson, misses low and outside for ball one. McIntosh, the two-way player out of Alabama State, just his second outing on the hill this summer. 1-0 pitch, Smith-Johnson lines this one foul down the right field side. McIntosh's lone inning of work so far in the summer on the mound for Wisconsin Rapids came at Madison in the 15-2 loss at the Duck Pond on June 14th. The 1-1 from the right-hander. Breaking ball, tap foul on the ground down the third base side. McIntosh allowed two hits and two earned runs in that ball game. He walked two and struck out one of the seven Mallard hitters he faced. So nearly a month later, he gets on the hill for a second time, and it's his pitching debut here on the historic Witter Field mound. The 1-2 pitch. This one hit on the ground over to third. I should say second base, in and out of the glove of Mason Onati. He gathers and throws to first in time. 4-3 put out of Smith-Johnson to begin this seventh inning. 11 runs on 9 hits and an error for Wausau. 6 runs on 9 hits, 4 errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Line is complete for Evan Parmer out of the Rafters stable here today. 2 innings of work for Evan, allowed 1 hit, 3 runs, one of which was earned. He walked 1 and struck out 2 on 34 pitches thrown. Jake Birkland reached on an error his last time up in the 5th and later scored. First pitch from McIntosh to him is in there for a called strike. Kyler's a quick worker, already back on the windup, doesn't take much time off the rubber in between pitches. The 0-1. Breaking ball fouled straight back, it is now 0-2. Looking at Kyler McIntosh's pitching stats at Alabama State, talked about his 47 or 48 starts that he made in the SWAC conference this past year. As the 0-2 misses low and away, he was a 307 hitter in college with 4 homers. Has played in 27 games on the Rafter infield so far this summer. 0-2 pitch, this one hit high in the air, but will find the left field concourse. So far for McIntosh as a position player in Rapids, a 281 hitter and 96 at-bats and 27 games played. But on the mound, made 5 outings for Alabama State this past spring, including 2 starts, as the 0-2 misses up and away. Had a 6.55 ERA and a 1.55 whip. A 1-1 record in 11 innings pitched. He did toss 2 scoreless against Alabama A&M back on March 24th. 2-2, breaking ball, broken bat, dribbler over on the right side of the infield. It did one hop over to Mason Onati, and it's fielded and thrown to first in time. Back-to-back 4-3 putouts, the 8-9 spots to begin this seventh inning for McIntosh. Two up, two down. It's been Isaac Webb's show here today for Wausau, the leadoff hitter in the order and left fielder. Grand slam in that sixth inning off Evan Parmer. He drew a four-pitch walk to begin the frame and later scored. Also hit a double in the third inning. It's been oh-so-productive entering today with a .385 batting average and a decent sampling size so far on the campaign. McIntosh starts him off with a first-pitch slider that misses away for ball one. The 1-0 pitch, fastball in there for a called strike. We come up for the home half of the seventh. When it happens, 9-1-2, Boston, Onati, and Degatti. Those three set to do battle to begin an inning for the second time today. 1-1, off-speed, missing low and away for ball two. Can understand this decision from Mike Spears and Kirk Schreider trying to save arms in this doubleheader and just in the schedule in general. It's a pure grind until we hit the All-Star break in a week and a half. The 2-1 pitch lined foul into the Woodchuck bullpen down the right field line. Next off day for the Raptors is that Monday the 22nd. So 11 days from now, and it's a three-day All-Star break. Before hitting the road again, four games in 3 days, a doubleheader at Lakeshore on the 25th, at Lakeshore on the 26th, and then at Madison on the 27th. McIntosh is 2-2 to Webb. This one misses high. Webb's drawn a full count. But after that away stretch out of the All-Star break, it's 13 games left on the season, 9 of them here at Woodard Field. The 3-2 is hit in the air, and once again will end up near the Woodchuck bullpen down the right field line. Final 25% of the home games of the season coming in those last 2 weeks. Another 3-2 here with two outs and nobody aboard in the top of the seventh. McIntosh's payoff to Webb. This one popped up in the air right behind home, but that'll clear our press box here. No chance at a play for Jack Maffey. McIntosh looking for his first scoreless inning on the hill as a Rafter. The next 3-2. Another one tapped foul down the third base side. There is no action in the Rafter bullpen, so it's assumed McIntosh will get multiple innings on the mound, trailing by five in the day cap of this twin bill. Another 3-2 home from McIntosh to Webb. This one, lightly tapped on the ground over to second base. Mason Onati, a very busy man in this inning. Three up, three down, all 4-3 putouts here in the seventh inning for Kyler McIntosh. A scoreless first inning here at Witter Field. We head to the bottom of the seventh. It's stretch time at Witter. 11-6, the score. Woodchucks leading the Rats right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Camping, America's pastime.
The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
.912 due up against the new pitcher in the ballgame here in the home half of the seventh inning, Carson Plumidor. It's the Woodchucks 11 and the Rafters 6 at historic Witter Field. Game 1 of our twin bill here today. Andy Ockham, Rafters Radio, back with you as always on WFHR. First pitch from Plumidor to Trotter Boston. Chopped on the ground, back up the middle. That one hits the lip and right off Jake Berkland's chest. It'll go down as an infield single for Boston to begin this seventh inning. Back to the top of the order with Mason Onati we go. The Raptors, that was their 10th hit of the ball game. A 9-run top of the fifth, the story today for Wausau. David Morrissey, one inning thrown, 3 hits allowed, 2 runs, one of which was earned. Did not walk a Raptor and struck out one on 22 pitches. For Plumidor, this is his 12th game thrown in this season. First pitch to Onati, this is outside. Plumidor, a 4-1 record entering today, 25 innings pitched, a 2.16 ERA, and a .96 whip. Last through 2 innings of shutout baseball, allowing 2 hits and striking out 2, facing 8 Rocker hitters to begin the second half on July 3rd. It was an 8-1 Woodchuck victory. 1-0 pitch to Mason Onati, sprayed in the air down the left field line in foul territory, giving chase. The shortstop Berkland and Fisher diving out. Neither can make the play. Count evens 1-1. Onati, a flyout to left field in the first, a ground out to short in the second, and another flyout to left field in his last at-bat in the fifth inning. Plumidor has thrown against Wisconsin Rapids once this season. Should say make that twice. He threw in the nightcap that 6-3 win and picked up the victory. It was nails out of the bullpen for Corey Thompson and Nolan Atkins going 4 innings, allowing 2 hits. No runs, no walks, and a strikeout facing 14 Raptor hitters in that 6-3 victory. Also pitched in the 17-10 win on June 1st. 1-1 to Onati, that one in there for a called strike. In that June 1st win, he went an inning and 2/3 and allowed 1 hit, no runs, no walks, and a punch-out, just facing 5 Raptor hitters. Boston leading off first after collecting his second hit of the ball game, being held on there by Brigham. Plumidor's 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, missing low and away. A funky delivery for the right-hander, dropping it down below a three-quarter release. Has a chance here to keep this 5-run lead strong for the visiting Chucks. The 2-2. This is out in the right-handed batter's box. Count full. It's Jorge Degatti on deck. Chris Arroyo to follow. Raptors looking to string together even more. They put up 2 in the previous inning. Looking to chip away with some multi-run innings to give them a chance later on. Still have 9 outs to work with in this contest. The 3-2. This one drifted in the air left field. Isaac Webb having no trouble finding this one. He'll make the grab. One down here in the bottom half of the seventh inning for Jorge Degatti. Bottom 9 at Carson Park as we look back to the Northwoods League scoreboard. Duluth and Eau Claire knotted up at 7 apiece. Final in Rockford, a shutout for the Madison Mallards. Jackson Maloof, the win for the Mallards. 13-0 over the Rivets. First pitch to Degatti fouled away. Jorge's 1-for-3 in the ballgame. He singled and scored in the first. He struck out in the third and grounded out to second base in the fifth. Kalamazoo picking up the road victory against Battle Creek. 5-4 the final from MCCU Field. August Ritchie, the win. Justin Morgan, the loss. Aaron Robertson, his second save of the summer. The 0-2 pitch to Degatti is in there for a 0-1 pitch, I should say, in there for a called strike. Kokomo collects their second win of the second half. Kenosha drops to 2-7. The Kingfish losing at home at Simmons Field 7-1. Brennan Cohen the win Trey Baker, the loss. 0-2 pitch. This one looped in the air, right center field. It's going to touch down for a base hit. To second is Boston. It is another multi-hit game here at Winter Field for Jorge Degatti. Two on, one out for Chris Arroyo. High-scoring game at Moonlight Grand Field, formerly known as Capco Park in Mequon. Fond du Lac 11, Lakeshore 10. Austin Cutts on the mound right now for the Dock Spiders, Gabe Rossler in the batter's box. 7-7, top 7 at Mayo Field, the Lacrosse Loggers against the Rochester Honkers. First pitch to Arroyo, breaking ball, swung on and missed. As we look to the night action, another game in that Kalamazoo Battle Creek series from MCCU Field, 6:35 Eastern, first pitch. Madison and Mankato, softball action from ISG Field in Minnesota. The Nightmares entering tonight 12-9. The Habaneros at 16-3. That a 5:35 Central first pitch. The 0-2 misses, 0-1, I should say, misses low and away. 7:05 Eastern, Royal Oak at Traverse City from Turtle Creek Stadium. The 6-4 Leprechauns and the 7-3 Pit Spitters. Some ESPN Plus action on the softball side at 6:05 Central. 6-11 Lacrosse, the Steam, make the trip to Corbett Field to take on the 3-14 Minot Honeybees. As the 1-1 pitch to Arroyo fouled back to the screen, it is now 1-2. Obviously, our game here tonight at 6:35. Then you look, another one in the Great Lakes West Division, Lakeshore hosting Fond du Lac. Doubleheader as well in Rockford. Madison looking to continue their dominance over the Rabbits after beating them 13-0 this afternoon. 1-2 pitch misses low and away. Saw a doubleheader yesterday between Thunder Bay and Waterloo from Riverfront Stadium in Iowa. Just a single game today between the 7-2 Border Cats here in the second half and the 3-6 Bucks. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Degatti on first, Boston on second. The payoff pitch from Carson Plumador to Chris Arroyo. Breaking ball, just missing the outside corner. Chris has drawn a full count. Duluth and Eau Claire will do battle again tonight at Carson Park. Same to be said for Lacrosse at Rochester. Some more individual games. Minot at Wilmar. The Stingers and the Hot Tots doing battle. Minot, a game under 500 in the second half entering tonight at 5-4-5. And Wilmar, a game over at 5-4. The Stingers winning the first half in that division. 3-2 pitch. Arroyo swinging a miss. He's down on strikes. Now two outs and two aboard for Jack Mathey. Singular game tonight at Joe Faber Field. The 7-2 second half St. Cloud Rocks hosting the 3-6 second half Bismarck Larks. Another one tonight at Simmons Field, 6:35 Central, Kenosha hosting Kokomo. 6:35 from Dickinson Baseball Field, Mountain Time on ESPN+. Plus, the 4-5 Mankato Moondogs taking on the hosting 3-5 Badlands Big Sticks. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Mathey, shot in the air center field. Christian Smith-Johnson, the center fielder, closing in on the gap, and it's the right fielder Max Galvin calling him off to make the grab and retire the side. The Raptors collect a couple of hits here in the seventh, but cannot push anything across. We're through 7 innings of play here in Wisconsin Rapids. It is 11-6 Woodchucks right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
When President Biden wanted to set the record straight, he didn't call WTMJ or WISN. He made the call to Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
From now and through the election, count on Civic Media to give you unparalleled front row access to the stories and newsmakers that matter most. Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us. When you need real news and great conversation, count on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
It is the top of the eighth inning from Witter Field. Woodchucks 11, Rafters 6, the day cap of our doubleheader. First pitch from Kyler McIntosh to the switch hitting second baseman, Eddie Espinal, is in there for a called strike. Andy Ockham back here in the Witter Field press box. Game 42 of our 70-game Northwoods League season. The 0-1 pitch fouled back by Espinal. Count now nothing at 2. 11 runs on 9 hits and an error for Wausau. 6 runs on 11 hits and 4 errors for Wisconsin Rapids. McIntosh ready to bring the 0-2 home. This one just missing up and away. Another grunt let out there by Kyler as he delivered that pitch home. Second inning of work here for the two-way player out of Alabama State. The payoff 1-2. This one hit in the air left center field. Buchanan closing in on it. Out in the gap right in front of the Skyward sign to make the grab for the first out of the inning. One in the first for Wausau. They also added one in the fourth and nine in the fifth. Wisconsin Rapids putting up their first 3 runs of the ballgame in the first. Adding another in the second, putting up 2 in the sixth. They'll bring up the 5-6-7 spots for the second time in this ball game when we get to the home half of this eighth inning. First pitch to Max Galvin, swung on and missed. A fastball from McIntosh makes it 0-1. McIntosh, the fourth pitcher used today for Wisconsin Rapids, the starter being Maddox Thornton, to Brandon Scott, to Evan Parmer. The 0-1 misses inside. Grant Siegel, 5 innings of work as the Wausau starter here today. David Morrissey, an inning out of the pen. And Carson Plumador working a scoreless home half of the seventh. The 1-1. This one hit high in the air, right center field. Teal giving chase out in front of the gap at the wall, and it is gone. It is a solo home run for Max Galvin. It was a high fly ball and had a good chance. It just kept on carrying. Galvin hitting his 6th round tripper of the season, picking up his first hit of the ballgame. McIntosh already back on the rubber, ready to rock and roll with Colin Brigham stepping into the left-handed batter's box. First pitch to Brigham. This is low and inside. 373 feet off the bat of Galvin, 93 for its exit velocity. He 1-0. This one catches the outside corner. It's called a strike. Third home run of the ball game for Wausau. Count even 1-1. The next delivery to the first baseman, Brigham. This one fouled straight back just above us here in the Winterfield press box. Count now 1-2. McIntosh an inning and a third, and there are bodies moving around in the Raptor bullpen, but there's nobody throwing. We'll see how long the leash is on him. 1-2 pitch, slow roller over on the right side to Mason Onati. He'll pick it up and throw to first in time. 2 down here in this eighth inning. Austin Deering, serving as the Woodchuck DH today, has reached 3 different times, all in his last 3 plate appearances. Deering drew a 6-pitch walk in his last trip to the plate in the top of inning number 6. First pitch, swinging away as Deering hits this one in the air down the left field line. Heading out near the Rafter bullpen, long run for Grayson Schaefer. He's unable to get near it. Count begins 0-1. So far for Deering, hailing from Hurricane, West Virginia. What a name for a town. Playing in his 4th game with the team here this summer. Schaefer back to his regular spot at third base before McIntosh steps on the slab. The 0-1. Quick pitch for McIntosh. This one misses outside. Deering drove in a run on a base hit in that long fifth inning, and he later scored. That was his fourth RBI of the summer. The 1-1 breaking ball fouled away down the third base side and out onto the concourse. Count now 1-2. Seeing a lot of new names starting in that home-and-home series on Sunday that we had not seen in the first half from this Woodchuck team. The 4-5-6 spots in this order all included as the 1-2 pitch swung on and missed. McIntosh faces just one over the minimum here in the eighth inning, but that was a big swing of the bat for Max Galvin. Another home run from the three-hole hitter in this Wausau lineup makes it 12-6 Woodchucks heading to the home half of the eighth inning right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Uline is here for the hard workers, for the ones rolling up their sleeves, working round the clock, and getting the job done. You're dedicated to doing what it takes to keep a business growing. Uline is dedicated to helping you make that happen, working 7 days a week, staying fully stocked and ready to ship any of our 41,000 items the same day. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists. Visit uline.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom eight here in Rapids, Woodchucks 12, Rafters 6. First pitch from Carson Plumer to Grayson Schaefer here in this inning. This is outside for ball one. 12 runs on 10 hits and an error for the Woodchucks. 6 runs on 11 hits and 4 errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 1-0 pitch to Schaefer. A dart on the outside corner from Plumador is called a strike. Andy Ockham for Rafters Radio, as always, back here with you on WFHR. A pleasure to be spending my Thursday afternoon here with all of you Raptor fans. 1-1 pitch, Schaefer rolls this one over, a two-hopper on the left side. Fisher, the third baseman, gloves. The throw to first is a high throw, taking Brigham off the bag, but he tags Schaefer in time for the first out of the inning. Aiden Teal has reached in all three of his plate appearances in this ball game. Singled in the first, singled in the fourth, and drove in a run while hitting into a 5-4 fielder's choice in the bottom of inning six, and he later scored. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Teal. This is outside for ball one. Aiden Teal with Walker Buchanan on deck. 1-0 pitch missing away. 21 hits between these teams, 18 runs. Saw a high-scoring affair in the day cap of the previous doubleheader we had against the Woodchucks in Wausau 3 weeks ago as the 2-0 misses outside. 3 balls, no strikes. Now on number 30, Aiden Teal. It's 15-3 Rafters as the 3-0. This is up and away for ball four. Teal aboard with one out here in the eighth inning. Looking at that day cap on the 20th, it was a six-run seventh inning for the Rafters that propelled them to that victory. They collected 17 hits in that game. Zach Voss absolutely shoved. Two hits allowed in scoreless action through six frames. Walking one and striking out three. First pitch from Plumador to Buchanan. Runs inside and hits Walker. He'll take his base. We got a couple Virginia Cavaliers on the bases with one out for Landon Gaz. Gaz in this ballgame is 0-for-3 as the team's DH. Grounded out to short in the second. Struck out swinging in the fourth and grounded out to third base in the sixth. Boston on deck, top of the order, Onati to follow. First pitch to Gaz. Breaking ball from Plumador. That's in there for a called strike. We get to the top of the ninth, 6-7-8. Lefty-righty-righty due up for the Woodchucks. Fisher, Kresge, and Smith-Johnson. The 0-1. Breaking ball, fouled back to the screen by Gaz. It's nothing in two. We'll see if it's another inning of McIntosh, or you see Mike Spears now walking down the left field line to the Raptor bullpen. Wondering if another inning or another arm will be used here in this doubleheader. The 0-2 pitch coming in the righty-on-righty battle between Carson Plumador and Landon Gaz. This one fouled back. 34 pitches in two innings for McIntosh, the exact same amount of pitches, the exact same number of innings that Evan Parmer threw right before him. Lumendor out of the stretch, another 0-2. Another one fouled back by Gaz. Good fight here from the UC Irvine product. Looking to see other Rafters in the lineup for game two. Could see Simone McElfatrick. I would feel pretty good about saying Max McGuire should be in the lineup tonight, not in the lineup here this afternoon. Be interesting to see if Cashel Duggar is back behind the plate or if he gets both games off after catching three games in a row. As an 0-2 slider from Plumador misses well off the plate for ball one. Some great tunage played here at Witter Field, if you can catch it on our field, Mike. A good Despicable Me song there as the 1-0 pitch foul down the first base line. An intense battle here between Plumador and Gaz, despite the Raptors trailing by six. Two aboard, that's Teal on second and Buchanan on first with one down here in the home half of the eighth inning. Plumador, third base side of the rubber, eight on the pitch clock, the 1-2. Misses in the left-handed batter's box to even the count at two balls and two strikes. Three in the first, two in the second, two in the sixth. Four Wisconsin Rapids, one in the first, one in the fourth, nine in the fifth, and one in the top half of this eighth inning for Wausau, the scoring today. 2-2 breaking ball in the hands. Gaz fouls this one back. A lengthy plate appearance here for Gaz and Plumador. Seven hits so far on the season for Gaz. He's driven in three runs. Not a lot of time in the Raptor lineup, but in the action that he has gotten in, this is his 11th game of the season. Seven hits and 23 at-bats. 2-2 pitch got him swinging on a fastball. Plumador wins the lengthy battle, and Gaz is retired for the second out in this bottom of the eighth inning. It'll be up to Trotter Boston, the Raptor shortstop, out of the nine hole to keep this inning alive and get it back to the top. Boston 0-for-4 in the ballgame. He's got, or I should say that's Onati. Boston's 2-for-3. I was looking at the top of my lineup card. That's where I'm used to seeing Trotter Boston's name. Boston hit out his fourth home run of the season in his first at-bat in the second frame, a solo blast with two outs that at the time made it 4-1 Rapids. He also grounded out to first base in the fifth inning and had an infield single to lead off the seventh inning in his last at-bat. Teal on second, Buchanan on first. Woodchucks aren't really caring too much about the runners. Their focus being on Boston right now, the 1-0. This is inside for ball two. In the driver's seat here is Trotter. He's looking to sit on that middle fastball from Plumador. Carson now working his third outing against the Raptors this season, has yet to allow a run to Wisconsin Rapids. The 2-0. Goes slider, does Plumador, and it's fouled straight back. Count now 2-1. We'll see if the Raptors change up the uniform combination at all for tonight. As mentioned, they will still be wearing the home whites, at least in terms of their tops, but they got black slacks on right now and their black alternate caps. The 2-1. This is on the outer edge. Three balls and a strike now on Boston. If I'm to guess, I'll say they'll go to the white pants tonight with their white home hats. That isn't necessarily an extremely bold take, but especially if they want to change up the mojo, if today doesn't end up going their way in the first game of this doubleheader, a long foul ball in the 3-1 delivery down the right field line beyond the Woodchuck pen. It's now 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, bottom eight. Two runners on. Buchanan and Teal will be taking off on the delivery here from Carson Plumador. Here it comes. That one on the inside corner got him looking. Boston having some words to say to Anthony Atkinson after being rung up to end this eighth inning. Raptors leave two aboard. Teal draws a walk and Buchanan is hit by a pitch. We head to the ninth here in Rapids. It's 12-6 Woodchucks right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
You've been listening to Rafter Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR all summer long or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Top nine here at Winterfield, the 1-0 pitch from Kyler McIntosh to Samuel Fisher is called a strike. Andy Yacum. Raptors baseball, I should say, count 0-2. Fisher fouled away the first pitch. 6-7-8, do it for the Woodchucks in this ninth inning. The payoff from Kyler, another one fouled back. 12-6 the score, Wausau leading game one of our day-night doubleheader here at Winter Field. 12 runs on 10 hits and an error for the Woodchucks. 6 runs on 11 hits and 4 errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Out of the windup, McIntosh set the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Fisher down on strikes to begin this ninth frame. Logan Kresge, 1-for-3 in the ballgame and 4 trips to the plate. Kresge, a ground out to begin his day, a part of a 1-2-3 second inning against Maddox Thornton, who got the ball to start today for Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch from McIntosh misses outside. Kresge's lone hit came in the fourth. It was an infield single. An inning later, picked up a sac fly in the fifth and struck out swinging, a frame following that to end the top of inning number six. The 1-0. Off-speed pitch. Slow roller on the ground, a short backhand Boston across his body. The throw to first is dug out by Chris Arroyo. Two up, two down. Efficient work thus far here in the ninth from Kyler McIntosh. The Alabama State Hornet, a regular left side of the infield Raptor who plays third and short, just making his second appearance on the mound this summer, looking to eat up some valuable innings and collect the final nine outs defensively for Wisconsin Rapids here today. Christian Smith Johnson has reached twice in this ballgame. The first pitch to him. This is low and away. Smith Johnson, a base hit in the fourth, also had an infield single and later scored in the fifth. McIntosh out of the windup as his signs from Jack Matthew rocks and fires the 0-1. That breaking ball works its way on the inside corner to even it at 1-1. Raptors will bring the top of the order to the dish in the home half of the ninth inning. Mason Onati, Jorge Degatti, and Chris Arroyo against this Wausau bullpen. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Blowing away Johnson there with a fastball as McIntosh. It's now 1-2. McIntosh, like I said, a quick worker. He doesn't strut around the mound after a pitch. He is right back on the back of the rubber. The 1-2. Breaking ball hit on the ground down the third baseline in fair territory. Backhand Schaefer, the throw to first. That is a fantastic play. Right near the third base coach's box for Grayson Schaefer to retire the side. It is a 1-2-3, top of the ninth for Kyler McIntosh. Three innings out of the bullpen in his Winterfield pitching debut. We head to the home half right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes, and Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
The 2425 Local and Lovin' It Mini Magazine is available now out in your community. Once again, you can pick up your books at participating businesses and nonprofits. For just $20, you can enjoy recipes, jokes, contests, and best of all, save tons of money in the area. You can even find great deals on food, drinks, golf, groceries, and most of the area boutiques. In need of a service? Enjoy savings on tires, paint, windows, travel, and mobility equipment. And now you can receive $10 a month at Ho-Chunk Casino in Nakusa. Don't forget, you can also play contests and win gift certificates within your community. Listen for Local and Lovin' It radio ads throughout the month on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR and 105.5 FM WIRI, and get your books at businesses like R&R Bar and Grill, Subway in the Wisconsin Rapids Walmart, Nail and Spa by Ford Garage, Tamarack Bar and Grill, Johnny's Bar, Rapid Rehab, Tom's Paint, and Hotel Mead Resorts and Convention Centers. Let the savings begin with Local and Lovin' It mini magazine, available today.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
The score. We head to the bottom of the ninth inning. A new pitcher in the ballgame as well for the Wausau Woodchucks. They lead it by six, and they're looking to close the book here in the first game of our twin bill here in Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch from Jorge DeCardenas to Mason Onati, swung on and missed for strike one. DeCardenas last worked here in Rapids Monday night in the 4-2 win. 2 2/3 innings pitched for DeCardenas. He allowed one hit, walked two, and struck out five of the 11 hitters he faced. The 0-1 to Onati misses away. 12 runs on 10 hits. and an error for Wausau, 6 runs on 11 hits and 4 errors for Wisconsin Rapids. The 1-1. Fastball from DeCardenas, missing low and inside. 2 innings of shutout baseball for Carson Plumador out of the pen for Wausau this afternoon. 2 hits allowed for the right-hander. He walked 1 and struck out 3 on 40 pitches. 2-1, this one, a hot shot over to second. Espinal back in the hole, has his glove right in front of his face to field the two-hopper and throw to first in time. Mason Onati retired for the 5th time in this ballgame. Jorge Degatti brings a multi-hit game into the right-handed batter's box with 1 out in the bottom of the 9th inning. Rafters out hitting the Woodchucks in this ballgame, but that 9-run top of the 5th, in which Wausau only collected 3 hits in that frame, the difference maker at this point. First pitch to Degatti, swats this one on the ground, backhanded Jake Birkeland in the hole. The throw to first is tuck out by Colin Brigham, and holy cow, Jake Birkeland. He has made a couple of highlight reel plays at shortstop here against the Rafters this season. That one might take the cake. 2 up, 2 down here in the 9th inning. Tip your cap. Jorge Degatti robbed of a 3-hit ball game. That was one heck of a play made there by Jake Birkeland. First pitch to Chris Arroyo out of the 3 spot for the Rafters today is on the outside corner for a called strike. Just 6 pitches thrown so far for Jorge DeCardenas. Arroyo a multi-hit and multi-extra base hit game as the 0-1 swung on and missed. It's nothing in 2. Arroyo a pair of doubles in innings 1 and 6. He scored in both those innings as the 0-2 hit in the air, left field line, foul territory, giving chase Isaac Webb out near the Rafter bullpen, but it's going to touch down. Count remains 0-2 here in the University of Virginia commit. All the Rafter pitchers out of the pen, all the starters that were down there as well, everyone's met in that third base dugout. They do it for every 9th inning. They come normally in the top of the 9th if they're leading, but they're not here in this one. So in the bottom half, down by 6, they've all met in the third base dugout. The next 0-2 to Arroyo. This is low and away. Once again, Rafter fans, don't worry. We're back here for one more tonight, the traditional 6:35 weekday first pitch time. Heck, that's pretty much our traditional every game first pitch time with the exception of Sunday games. The 1-2 to Arroyo is fouled back. Per usual, 6:25 pregame show right here on WFHR. 1-2, 2 outs, nobody on. 12-6 Woodchucks, the payoff pitch from DeCardenas to Arroyo. This is downstairs for 2. See if the Rafters can put together some 2-out knocks here in game 1 of our twin bill. 2-2. This is away. Arroyo's worked it full. Chris looking to reach for the 3rd time in this ballgame. Out of the windup, DeCardenas has his signs from Kresge, the 3-2. Hit in the air left field. That should stay in the field of play, and it will for Isaac Webb to make the catch and end the ballgame. It is a 1-2-3 top of the 9th for Jorge DeCardenas on 13 pitches. The right-hander once again collecting the final outs here against Wisconsin Rapids to seal the deal. 12 runs on 10 hits and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. 6 runs, 11 hits, and 4 errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 12 runs, 10 hits, 1 error for Wausau. We'll be back here in just a few minutes for official postgame show of Rafter Baseball right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has 1 or 2 per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out, because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Your final score today here at historic Witter Field, the Wausau Woodchucks 12 and the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters 6 in game one of our twin bill. Andy Ockham back here with you on WFHR, your home for all 70 Rafter games this summer. Whether you tuned in here today on your FM AM dials at 97.5, 1320, or on your Civic Media apps. We appreciate you hanging out with us, and we got one more for you here tonight. The final line reads as follows: 12 runs on 10 hits and error, and 5 left on for the visiting Woodchucks, 6 runs on 11 hits, 4 errors, and 8 left on for your Raptors. Scoring started in the first inning for both sides. One run put up by Wausau, that being an RBI single off the bat of Colin Brigham, but the Raptors got 3 back in the home half of the first inning, 2 of them in a big way. So an RBI ground out from Jack Matthey after the 2-3 spots really came through. Single from Jorge Degatti, a double from Chris Arroyo, putting those runners on second and third for Matthey to bring one home on a grounder to the right side of the infield. But one batter later, it was Grayson Schaefer. A 2-run jack for the Nichols State commit from Boise, Idaho, his third of the season here at Witter Field and his fourth of the season overall, making it a 3-1 Raptor lead at the time. Wisconsin Rapids added another in the second inning a two-out solo shot from Trotter Boston, his fourth of the campaign, all here at Witter Field. Another run came across in the top of the fourth for Wausau on a solo home run from Colin Brigham, his third of the season, just a handful of games with the Woodchucks, making it a 4-2 game. But then it was the fifth inning. That was the story today. Top half, Wisconsin Rapids on the mound. Brandon Scott entering the ballgame really struggled to find his footing, and the Wausau Woodchucks capitalized on the left-hander not being able to